Robert Louis Stevenson. The Genesis of The Master of Ballantrae. Narrated by Carl Mason. I was walking one night in the veranda of a small house in which I lived, outside the hamlet of Saranac. It was winter. The night was very dark. The air, extraordinary clear and cold, and sweet with the purity of forests. From a good way below, the river was to be heard, contending with ice and boulders. A few lights appeared, scattered unevenly among the darkness, but so far away as not to lessen the sense of isolation. For the making of a story, here were fine conditions. I was besides moved with the spirit of emulation, for I had just finished my third or fourth perusal of The Phantom Ship. "Come," said I to my engine, "let us make a tale, a story of many years and countries, of the sea and the land, savagery and civilization. A story that shall have the same large features and may be treated in the same summary elliptic method as the book you have been reading and admiring." I was here brought up with a reflection exceedingly just in itself, but which, as the sequel shows, I failed to profit by. I saw that Marryat, not less than Homer, Milton,